Conclusion. To unravel a language code, experts must try to leave their own world behind. A picture that looks like a wheel to us cannot be a wheel in a culture that never had wheels. Instead, the picture may represent a shield or a full moon. Two lines might represent a corridor, the number two, or a word pattern. In this way, experts learn all they can about a lost civilization. They study art objects and ruins. They explore the area and learn about the languages that were spoken and written in nearby places. Why do some people spend most of their lives trying to decipher a language code? Why would someone spend years studying a stone, a book, or the scribbles on the wall of a cave? We can learn a lot about a culture by studying its language. Caption: An ancient Greek language called Linear B was decoded by an architect named Michael Ventris, who spent years working on it. So, experts continue to try to decipher languages. They search for clues, make guesses, and try to put the pieces together. Sometimes it takes years to find the key to the puzzle, and some puzzles may never be solved. Timeline: History of Lost Languages. 1540, Rohansi Codex may have been written. 1799, Rosetta Stone is discovered. 1822, Jean-François Champollion deciphers Rosetta Stone. 1827, Charles Mason discovers first hint of an Indus Valley civilization. 1864, Eugene Erod writes about Rongo Rongo script on Easter Island. 1912, the Voynich manuscript is discovered in Rome, Italy. 1947, first Dead Sea Scrolls are found in a cave near the Dead Sea. 1962, all Mayan glyphs are cataloged.